welcome to Gabin Like Gals, episode 12 with Katie Simon, who's about to take a bite of a cookie that she brought because she's awesome, super talented, she's a writer, she's an improviser, she's funny, she's great, and she's adorable, everything about her is wonderful.
Wow.
I'm going to eat some cookie too now. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so just listen to us eat cookies in silence.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's warm. Is it warm because it's hot out or warm because they took it out of the oven? I think it's warm because they took it out of the oven.
Yeah, they definitely took it out of some sort of oven.
Yeah, when
contraption.
When Insomnia Cookie got put in across the street, I was just like, oh, fuck. Fuck me. This is going to be a thing.
I was like, you know what? Maybe I should like get some fruit or something
yeah.
and bring that over instead of
right.
a cookie. And then I saw that and I was like, well... Wow. I guess I'm bringing a cookie. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got, they also on that block is a 16 handles and a pink berry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, really, whatever your dessert designs are, welcome to Second Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're a writer. Do you like writing or improv better?
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Not for me, I like improv better.
Right. I think... In the moment, like, if you do a great improv scene or, like, a great improv set, that's, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I gain more long-term satisfaction out of writing.
I think that's true. I can see that.
Yeah.
Because there's something to be said for, like, improv just goes away.
Right.
And something that you wrote, like, extends for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
And you can feel like... That's one of the reasons I feel like one of... Just a general thing in my life is I don't put as much effort into things because if I don't put as much effort in, if I fail, it's okay. So it's like a normal human-like thing, which is why improv to me is like, great. It's like, I mean, it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
You know?
Like, I just showed up. I just showed up. There's like nothing more I could do.
I know. But with writing, I'm just like, I decided this was the best I had.
Right.
You know? And that's like, that's a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of pressure. I mean, it's a lot of pressure for me, too.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the most terrifying thing about, like, your first sketch class. You're like, oh, I've decided this was funny enough to bring in here.
Yeah. And it's also, like, sketch class is interesting because you have a really weird mix of people in that room. Some are improvisers and performers, but that's, I feel like that's a lower percentage. And then a lot of writers. So you have some people that are, doing like the acting parts for your stuff and you're just like nope
yeah
nope that's not how I saw it but you're reading what's on the page so I need to be better at that
that's
how I feel about it. It's just like I'm doing an improv to sketch class right now
mm-hmm.
and that's we haven't like written anything down yet. We've just been doing improv and I'm like I really like this sketch class.
this is great
Excellent. How long have you been in New York?
I've been here for like 9 years now. Almost
really?
9 years.
You're
yeah.
almost a New Yorker.
I know.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
Did you come here for college?
I did.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's weird now to be like, I've been here for like a third of my life.
Yeah.
Over a third of my life.
Wow, that's insane. Because I just celebrated my 5-year New Yorkiversary.
Congrats.
And that was shocking. It was like, I've been here 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Did you always want to do comedy and stuff?
Sort of. It was definitely, like, one of those things that I would always be like, I remember being in high school and, like, reading that Live from New York, like,
yep.
SNL book and
being
like... I read
it more recently than high school.
But I wasn't, like, a huge, like, I didn't watch Kids in the Hall. I didn't know about UC, like...
Yeah,
I wasn't, like, a huge comedy nerd. I wasn't really raised on it. But I did get, like, into SNL that was happening at that time in high school.
Yeah.
And then read, I don't know. And I remember being like, oh, can I take this, like, Groundlings improv for teens classes over the summer to my parents?
Were you in, did you grow up in California?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I grew up in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but I sailed as a child.
Interesting.
So I didn't, like... Yeah, I didn't really have time to do it. And
you,
then
like,
I didn't
were a
do it
competitive sailor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in, that's really cool.
Yeah, a really competitive sailor.
Really? My roommate's boss, I call Corey my roommate. on this.
I heard. Yeah, I
wasn't
heard.
Sure. I don't know if people listen. So, so my roommate's boss has a sailboat and, like, competitively sails. So, I mean, if you really want to, if you get the itch.
Sure.
Let me know.
Yeah.
I have never been out on it because I think I'd be worthless unless you need weight. Don't you need to, like, stand on certain sides?
Yeah. Sometimes.
I can be the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can literally pull my weight. Or just stand my weight. That's interesting. You were a competitive sailor.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you want to come to New York from California? Because, you know, it's cold here.
Yeah.
Not right now. Right now it's fucking hot as shit.
Right. And then there's also that.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't get this hot in California either.
Yeah.
Or at least not in Santa Barbara. Yeah, I really didn't want to leave. Like, my parents had to, like, drag me kicking and screaming out of the state to go on, like, a tour of colleges here with my brother. And then...
Is your brother around your age?
Yeah, he's, like, a year older. Yeah. And I really didn't want to do it. And then I came, like we saw all the schools back here, and I wasn't really into any of them. Maybe, like, I think I liked Princeton or something.
You're like
that.
Wow, this school's beautiful. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then I came back and I did a summer program here before my senior year of college because I was like, oh, it'd be fun to do a summer in New York, and, like, I'm never going to live there.
Right.
And I just was like, I love it here.
That's really funny. That's, yeah. My roommate also did a summer program in Philly before he moved to Philly to go to school. Because it's like you realize, like, you get a little taste of it. Most of my summer programs had to do with playing the French horn.
Okay.
So they weren't, like, in cool places.
Right.
Like, one was out in the woods in New Hampshire. And it was, like, there were only, like, 11 high school kids, and the rest were all adults, like, real adults.
What?
It was awful. It was the worst. And my brother a little bit stage-mommed me because he also played the French horn. He was the reason I played the French horn. And then I played... I was, like, naturally, like, a little bit better than him. So he was like, if this was me, this is what I would want to do. And he was my band director. So he was like, I found this French horn only camp. You're going. And then he's like, you're going to Tanglewood, which was actually really fun. I like Tanglewood a lot. But everybody else would, like, practice. And I'd just be like, I'm going to read or I'm going to, like, hang out with people. Like, I just had no interest in actually.
Right.
Practicing.
Because you're, like, a teenager.
Yeah. And everybody else is like, no, this is my lifeline. Just like, ooh, not me.
Yeah.
I was stage mommed into this by my brother.
Did you keep doing it? Like, do you still play?
Once in a while on Christmas, I play duets with my brother.
Nice.
But that's about it. And then I originally went to college. Like, I auditioned at colleges for French horn performance. And, like, went with a degree, but ended up going to UConn because I was like, oh, they have other stuff other than the French horn.
Yeah.
So, did you go to NYU?
I went to Columbia.
Ooh, fancier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're like, yeah, Princeton, suck it. This one's in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's funny. Did you, like, study acting and stuff there? Or did you, were you...
I did not.
Did you study sailing? They have
sailing. I did sail in college. I studied computer science.
Oh,
obviously.
You're a nerd.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's, like, a real skill.
Yeah.
So you can make a web page.
I can. I definitely can.
That's all I know about computer science.
Hey, that's good. Actually, yeah, you don't really learn how to make web pages, but you sort of, like, incidentally that up.
I don't know what computer science means, but was that, like, how do you make that jump?
From doing computer science to this?
Yeah.
Well, this is, like, the first day. I mean, whatever. Always wanted to do comedy. Like, in college was like, oh, I don't have time because of sailing, but also, like, I can't try out for the sketch team. Like,
right.
I'm not good enough for, you know, I don't.
And the thing is that Ivies at least have improv and sketch teams. Like, my school, I'm pretty sure we didn't. And if we did, nobody talked about it.
Right.
But, like, I knew about the ones at UPenn.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I got hired out of school for a programming job at Bank of America, or at Merrill Lynch at the time. And I showed up, and on my first day of work, the woman who, like, recruited me, who is actually the person I just had lunch with just before I came here, was like, oh yeah, tonight I'm going to my improv class at UCB. And really? I was like, no way, like I've always wanted to do that, but like I keep putting it off. You know, it's one of those things you're like, oh, I'll start it when I have, because eight weeks seems like an insane commitment when you're like 21 years old. Yeah, and so then I had like wanted to start with sketch classes, and she was like, no, 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 take improv, and like advise me on who to take. And
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great, because I've had that conversation with a lot of random people where they're like, I'll use my UCB ID to get, like, a student discount, which is not cool. It's, like, not a real ID. It's nothing, like, it says it expires in, like, a month, you know? I used my intern ID to get a student discount at my yoga studio.
Oh, that's smart.
Because they want to give you the best deals, people who are selling it to you. But so when I, like, show my ID for stuff, this guy was like, I've had that conversation with people who are like, oh, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and like, most people don't. They just don't make the jump. Yep. So do you still work in banking?
No. So, I mean, I was doing like programming, not banking stuff. Just happened to be at the bank. An important distinction to me. I got laid off from that job like 2.5 years ago, and it was like, you know, great.
Yes. I do know. I got laid off from a job as well.
Yes. Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
But then I just...
As long as you don't have kids.
Right.
And like, you know, a mortgage.
Like, no commitments.
No commitments. Just this check is... This, you know, unemployment check is delicious. It's like, I don't have to... I can just take classes and goof around.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to start working at a... like software company again soon, not doing like programming, but just doing
that's cool
support. Yeah. Which is a much better, culturally a better fit.
Yeah.
For me. And yeah, like putting that some aspect of that degree to work again after like a few years of.
Yeah. I have a marketing degree that I've never used. I can't even figure out how to like make Twitter work for me. Like, I'm just like, no, I hate this.
Yeah.
I don't want to tweet. I hate it.
Yeah.
If I do think of something funny, which is so rare, I'm like, it's never, like, short enough that you can fit it in, and then you're like, you know what, I'd rather save that for stand-up.
Right.
So I'm not funny enough to just, like...
I know.
...tweet all the time.
I think of, like, a joke tweet, like, once a month.
Yep.
And then I'll, like, tweet it and be like, all right, I feel good about that.
Yeah,
and then coast on that for a while.
For, like, a month, I was like, I'm gonna tweet every day. I'm gonna be good at this. I'm gonna be regular. But then I don't want to tweet stupid stuff.
Right.
And I don't want to complain tweet.
Yeah.
I hate complainers.
Of course not.
I hate complainers on Facebook, Twitter, anything. Get out of here. Don't complain. No. So when I can't complain tweet, you know.
They're like, that's all I want to do.
Like when I think of something, it's usually because, you know, you've just gotten like run off the sidewalk by someone in a stroller. Or like, you know, like stupid. I just, like, railed on a mom in a stroller. I'm the worst. So is your family sad that you're across the country?
Yeah, I think so. But I feel like they're also, like, they're so cautious to not be like, oh, like, you should come home more. Like, they're clearly, like, happy when I do, but they're just like, do your own thing. And,
oh,
like, we
really
don't want
nice.
You to. Yeah, I'm very, like, we're not heavy on, like, family obligations.
Interesting. So you have the one brother?
Yeah.
And he's really close to you in age. Where's he? Is he in California? Or?
Yeah, he's in California.
Because my family, we all are pretty much on the East Coast. My brother took a job in Washington State. And his wife lives in Massachusetts, he comes back pretty often. And he conducts a community symphony in the Chelsea Symphony Orchestra here in New York.
Wow.
So he sleeps on my couch pretty often.
But he and his wife live across the country from each other, and then he, works here too.
Yeah, she's in her residency, her surgery residency, so she's never home anyway.
Right.
So they're doing it for now to see, you know, and like she maybe will move out there, which I hope doesn't happen, or because I really like them. I like my family.
Sure.
Close. I'm the opposite of your family. I'm like, no, you stay here.
Right.
You stay here, even though I'm like, I wouldn't mind moving. Because I feel like there's something brave about just like picking up and going.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't do that for college. I went to college a half hour away from me. My roommate was from California.
I feel like it's like, I think it's one of those things that's like knowing yourself and being, like, I think for some people it is like a challenge, you know, to like get up and go somewhere else. But for some people it's like a challenge to like, or not a challenge, but you know what I mean? Like, for some people it's like, I just want to stay put. Like, I feel like, for me it's like almost easier for me to like get up and go.
One of my friends, she married a guy like in the Coast Guard, so they move every like couple of years. And she said she loves it because she loves like the packing up your stuff. You know, you kind of notice what you have and what you need and what you don't.
Right.
Then you get to like, she's like, and you get to move to a new place and you paint and you like decorate and you do something different because why not? And she said she really loves it. And I feel like half that way. Because I really like the first month of living in a new place where you're just, like, trying to get all your shit together and you feel really accomplished at the end of each day. Where you're like, I got all the covers back on the plugs.
Right?
I really did stuff today. I bought a drill and I put a painting up. It was more like a calendar.
Like so many things you can check off.
Yes. Oh, checking off lists. It's, like, the best thing in the world. It really is.
Yeah, I'm more like I would live in... with my stuff in boxes for like ever.
Not me. I couldn't do it. I have to unpack like immediately. Although I have to pack way before I really need to move. I packed several weeks before we had to move last time, and then our move date got moved up a week, and I was like, look at me. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything's already packed. I'm amazing. Life rules.
Yeah. And I would not be like that. I would be like, oh my God. This is a disaster. Yeah.
No.
And I would stay up all night. It'd be terrible. How long have you lived in this place?
Almost 2 years. And we're going to get 2 more years on our lease. I'm eating more cookie. Because I know that's really attractive on a podcast.
Asked you a question right after you took a bite?
No. I lived in one place for a few months, one place for 2 years, one place for a year. And this is going to be 4 years. Because it's nice and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything I want, except the neighborhood. I'd like to be in a cooler place, but whatevs. Can't complain.
Mm-mm.
How many different places have you moved in 9 years?
Not that many. You like live on campus all 4 years at Columbia, so I like lived in the dorms there. And then I moved to a place in Murray Hill where I lived for 2 years.
That's like... Everybody's post-college.
Oh, yeah, of course. The thing that's so funny to me is, like, I had no idea, like, the reputation of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I went to school in New York City, and I didn't know any, like, I was like, this neighborhood seems great. Like, there's so much stuff, and there's so many bars, and it's so convenient.
And look, all the Indian food.
Yeah. And then you move in, and you're like, how did I not know that this neighborhood was, like
all
this?
All college kids, yeah. Post-college.
Yeah. And then I moved to the Upper West Side, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah.
I guess, like, one, I'm, like, between those, I lived, like, for a month at my friend's place in Spanish Harlem, just crashing.
Yeah, because finding an apartment, I always lose my shit when I find the right apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no poker face.
Oh, yeah.
And my roommate is always like, calm down. I'm just like, I can't. I was like, I really like this. he just looks at me with this like, stop it, calm down, nothing. This isn't that great. And I'm just like, yes, it is. Every other apartment has been total shit.
Right.
Because when we first moved, this is the nicest place we've lived in. But the first place we moved in was like this really nice, just want like it probably was as big as like right here, but you guys can't see. And it was, like, that's it. But it was a studio.
Oh, wow.
And then it had exposed brick, which I thought was really cool. And we had all this stuff, like, shoved up against one wall and, like, a bed here. And then there was, like, a kitchen. But that was it.
Oh, man.
But, like, I loved that apartment because every other place we looked at, the studios were, like, so small. And, like, the kitchens were small and the bathrooms were ridiculous. When you see the place that you like, you're like, this is great. My friends just moved back from LA to New York, And they were complaining about their apartment when we went to see it. And they get she gets subsidized housing because she's a doctor. This is a residency program. And I looked at, she's like, the kitchen is so small and so gross. And I walked into this apartment. I was like, this apartment's beautiful. Like, you're paying like a grand less than we pay. It's a high-rise building. It's really nice. It's like, yeah, you don't have like stainless steel appliances, but this is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, but like, I think we're going to put like a lot of money into the kitchen and redo it. I was like, don't redo a kitchen in a rental in New York. No, you learn to live with it and then you get delivery the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. You're going to be at work anyway.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I just came back from California last week, and I'm, like, explaining to people. Like, my dad is describing my apartment, and he's like, well, you know, they're, like, the living room is small because they, like, took, you know, the living room and created a temporary room, and, like, there's just a window and that wall to, like, let light in. And I'm like, our living room is big. Like, it's not huge, but if we didn't have that other room in there, it would be huge. Like, it's a totally decent-sized living room with, like, a couch, like, sitting area, like, a dining room table, like, a full-size dining room table. That's, like, pretty That's really good.
This apartment, the bedroom is supposed to be, like, double the size it is, but instead the previous owners put in walk-in closets, which I much prefer, and a washer-dryer. I was like, I don't need that much room in my bedroom. What am I doing? I'm not doing cartwheels in my bedroom. I just need a bed.
Right.
I'm not. I don't even have a TV in there because I believe you shouldn't have a TV in your bedroom.
Nice.
But my roommate's parents came here the other day, and this is the first time his dad has ever seen any of our apartments in New York. So we've been here for 5 years. The first apartment he's ever seen. He's been in the city one other time, but he just.
Where is he from?
Connecticut.
Oh wow.
So no excuse. He just, like, and the only reason he comes in is because. My roommate will buy Yankee tickets. I just destroyed this pen.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate will buy Yankee tickets for him for Father's Day, and then he'll come in.
Wow.
So he comes in, and we were, like, asking him what he thought. I don't know why. I'm just going to put this pen aside so I don't make any more trouble. And he was like, it's like Seinfeld's apartment. I'm like, it's actually nothing. Nothing like Seinfeld's apartment.
No.
He's like, no, it's got, like, a kitchen, it's got a room, you got a bathroom, you got a bedroom. It's Seinfeld's apartment. Like, you could definitely just, like, yell down to Kramer on the street. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, it's really, our windows only even open 3 inches, so that wouldn't really work because they got the safety. No, it's like Seinfeld's apartment. It's exactly like Seinfeld's apartment. We're like.
It is nothing like Seinfeld's apartment. It's really not.
Nope, not like Seinfeld's apartment. Although I do have a two-toned blue couch, blue and navy. I'm lying.
I was like, I don't see it. I'm looking at the couch. I don't see it.
I'm lying. I'm lying a lot right now. Yeah. But that was just, that cracked me up because it's like that weird, like almost like a defense mechanism, like. Like, I didn't need to see any of your apartments.
Right, I've seen TV. Right. And you don't, like, you can't, there's no reason to be like, you're wrong. You're totally wrong.
Nope, you just go, uh-huh, yep. It's like, you're right, I never saw it before, but my apartment is just like Seinfeld's apartment.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that thing with family where you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Sure.
I had my whole family in on Saturday. My, like, everybody. And I had planned, like, a picnic in Central Park and then, like, a few hours to do whatever you want. Like, go shopping. My brothers love record shopping. Go record shopping. Have fun. And then out to dinner. And it turned out everyone was so exhausted after a picnic in the park that everybody just sat in here watching TV with the air conditioning on for 2 hours. My poor fam. I tired them out. I talked them out.
It sounds like it was... I completely missed the heat wave, but it sounds like it was a doozy.
It was hot. It was definitely hot. I'm trying to check something. Okay. So you're on a mod team.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing improv.
Yeah.
Do you bartend all the time at the Beast, or was that just for DC?
I started recently, so I, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I do, like, one shift a week, usually.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be at the theater. And,
mm-hmm.
But what I was going to ask you is, what are, like, your big goals that you're hoping for?
Oh, man, great question. That, like, filled me with, like, I was like, oh, gosh. Man, interviewers put a lot of pressure. I don't know. It's kind of like my whole life I feel like I've suffered a little bit from, or what, that's a dramatic word. But I've, like, had that thing where I'm like, oh, I get, like, interested in something, but then I get interested in something else.
Right.
Which is, like... I don't know. So, like, I started doing improv, and I was like, I love improv. And then I started doing storytelling before I did anything else.
Oh,
and I was
cool.
Like, oh, this is the best. I'm just going to do so much mm-hmm. storytelling. And then, like, right after I finished my storytelling class, I started my first sketch class. And I was like, sketch is the best.
Yeah.
And, like, stand up and, you know, like, that
right.
whole thing. And
right,
I've kind of
right.
gone through them. But I guess I don't really know, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, like, that, this might, I don't know, that path of being like, oh, well, I'll do this for a little bit, move
yeah.
to LA, get hired on a TV show.
It seems to work out for people.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, at least those things that you like are in the same vein.
Right, totally.
Listen, most people, like, I went from French horn to accounting to marketing to... substitute teaching to living in France and going to cooking school to cooking to comedy.
Right.
So that was, like, a lot of different things within a few years.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, what you do, you know, that's how you figure out what you like. And, like, I you know, you have those days where you're just like, I'm not really sure I love this anymore.
Right.
And that's, you know, usually because you're just like... probably PMSing. I don't know. That's usually what I am. I'm just like, I'm PMSing. I hate my life. And improv isn't as fun as it used to be. But then, you know, it changes back.
Right.
Yeah,
I think with, like, I feel like one of the things that's nice about being on a mod team is that it's just, like, you have to do it
right.
twice a week. And
yeah.
so it's, like, twice a week. And, like... yeah, whenever I sit in front of a computer and I write things, I'm like, this isn't funny. This isn't, like, good. I mean, sometimes I'm like, this is good.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, it's just like, this isn't funny. But then you, like, bring it in and people laugh at it. And you're like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, that's really... so you guys meet twice a week? Is that
mm-hmm.
how it is?
Yeah.
That's a lot. It
it's
seems
a
like
lot.
A, does everyone do meet twice a week? Or is it
I'm pretty sure they all do.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
It is. And it's one of those things, like, I feel like for somebody who was, like, around the theater a lot...
right.
...for a long time before I got on a team, I had no idea. And then I got on and was like, oh, okay.
Oh, we do this for real.
Yeah. Twice a week.
Yeah. No, I didn't know it was that much of a time. Like, I figured it was, like, a once-a-week kind of thing.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. That's great, though.
It is great. It's... yeah, it's really fun.
Because I feel like I need deadlines to, like, make stuff happen. And I'm just, like, I tend to, you know, just let it...
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. At least with, like, moving to LA, you have a you have
right.
a family.
Yeah, definitely.
That's nice.
It is nice. And I have a lot of family in LA, too.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, I'd take a job on any of the late night shows here.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
I would accept
hey,
one.
You know what? I hear that people love this podcast for casting
yeah,
and hiring.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I mean, look at me. I'm on so many shows.
No, everywhere I look.
I'm, like, every commercial, it's just my face. I'm every voiceover. I can't, like, I had to work really hard to schedule this podcast.
I know. Thank you again for fitting
me
in.
I know. Thank you for, like, coming on my break. I mean, we're in the trailer
right.
of my new
we
show.
We pretended that we were in your apartment.
No,
it
we
could
did.
Be an apartment. This trailer is so nice.
This trailer is really nice. I did ask for the triple decker Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I got it.
Right.
Because I'm Liz.
Yeah.
Hello. You know? Which is the name of my show. I'm Liz. Hello.
Right.
This is an excellent podcast. No, that's great. Would you want to write? Would you want to act? What do you want
to... I think writing. It's one of, like, I have kind of come to realize recently as I, like, gotten the opportunity to, like, do auditions and stuff like that I'm, like, I don't know if I'm as into this as I am. I mean, I do. Like, I love performing. I love being on stage. I'll, like, cast myself in as many sketches on our team as possible and, like, be, like, doing the former, like, being, you know, doing the former business partner
show. Former business partners stage. Is a show that's on UCB Chelsea. Are you still have a run right now?
Yeah.
It's been forever.
Yeah. This is our 7th month.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. It's a good show, guys. There's lots of fake blood.
Yeah. Don't doubt. I make that fake blood.
You make the I fake make blood? I make the fake blood. Out of what?
Corn syrup, cornstarch, red food coloring, chocolate syrup, water, and a tiny bit of blue food coloring. And I'm like,
because you gotta make it
an
look
insane
real.
Perfectionist. I've like gotten better at being like, I cannot spend an hour on this. Like every time That's I make really it, funny. But I'm also like, I'm unemployed, and so
I did one show where I had to like press down on an eye patch and make blood come out. And somebody made me an eye patch with ketchup in it, and the seal, like the press and seal Ziploc. Oh, it was so gross. And it was the first sketch of the night. Like, did it have to be the first sketch of the night?
Right, you know, because then you're, like, messy.
Because then you're gross and smell like ketchup.
That's... Yeah.
Salt and vinegar for the rest of the night.
I know. My blood is delicious, and it tastes like chocolate.
I should have asked you.
I know.
Really. I just thought you were using, you know... Some, like, packets of blood from a Halloween store.
Mm-mm. No.
Katie Simon does it right.
Yeah. It's expensive, but I've also just, like, I've gotten so into, like, making arts and crafts for Mod Night.
It's fun.
It's so fun.
It's really fun. Because, like, you don't realize that there's stuff you can just create things.
Yeah.
You go to Michael's.
I know.
Yeah. I got seriously into weird crafting stuff. Not for any mod team, just for my own self. I make a Christmas wreath every year.
That's great.
Out of the trimmings of my tree. Like, the
bottom
of
my tree. Oh, man. That's really great.
Yeah.
It is.
And coat hangers.
That's impressive.
That's what I do.
It's totally one of those things that's like, it makes you feel like
so
powerful.
Good. Yes.
You're like, I could do anything.
Yes. And that's also why I like to fix things around the house.
Yeah.
Again, my three-story mans.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I really feel powerful when I'm able to fix things. That's why I felt so upset when, as I was changing my fluorescent light bulb, the long ones with the prongy things, the thing just slid in. The entryway just slid into the wall, and there was nothing I could do.
Because
I didn't know if I was going to electrocute myself
by
reaching in with, you know, tweezers, which is what my original plan was, and then my roommate yelled at me and said that was a bad idea.
Probably best not to.
Yeah. So I called somebody. So lame. Gotta get
sometimes
my drill out.
Gotta.
I gotta get my drill out and feel powerful.
Just like go drill and something.
I'm just gonna drill something. And then the other thing is our ceilings are concrete or something.
Like
steel beams. So we had to call someone for that.
Yeah.
So I tried to use my drill. So excited to use my drill. Couldn't use my drill. It's the problems. My problems.
They are many.
And they are not varied. They're just about hardware. Just a little silence there.
Yeah. Just enjoying.
Just enjoying.
It's nice, cool AC.
I'm going to go for another bite of cookie. Yum. It's so melty chocolate.
I know. I was like, even if it's not warm, it'll be warm by the time I get there.
That's right.
200 yards down the road.
Oh, so good. So how did you guys get together for former business partners?
I met Georgie in a class.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, started doing a practice group. And then, like, she met Viviana through, I think, a writing group or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were part of, like, a bigger group. And then, we were, you know, it was one of those, like, we kept, like, it was, like, a practice group. They kept, like, losing and gaining people, mm-hmm. and Danielle came along at some point, and then we were, like, kind of just, like, started doing our own thing, and, like, the other group kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
We just became, like, a four-person group.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, though, because you guys are so funny together. And they're all ladies. If you mm-hmm. didn't get it from the names. Well, Georgie could be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And, like, I like that we... I mean, not that there's anything wrong with... There's nothing wrong with, like, girl groups. But it's... I also enjoy the fact that we came to our all-girl group, like, organically. And right. It wasn't, like, a design, like, or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I'm going to leave people out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
We just were like, oh, we all, like, compliment each other really well. And
yeah.
And bring do. Something to the table. Yeah. And our show is Improv to Sketch, if you didn't know.
Is it?
So.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So do you guys practice in a practice group and then figure out what you like?
Yeah, we were an improv group for, like, a year before we started writing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, did that, and then we started writing stuff down, and just, like, we would, after our shows, we started recording our shows, like, audio recording them.
Interesting.
And then we'd, like, write down the scenes that we liked, yeah. and then write them into sketches, and then go from there.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever take that Groundlings class as a kid?
I didn't.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I didn't do anything until my UCB 101.
So what year was that?
2008.
2008. That's when I moved here.
Yeah. That's I guess, yeah.
I was not one of those people, like, so you went to college, you, like, had years here without improv in UCB. Like, I was like that. I moved here, I cooked for a while before I took any, like, classes. And I'm always, like, jealous of the people that knew what they wanted to do. When they got here, they're like, oh, of course I'm doing...
Oh, right.
You know, like, no, I was still figuring some shit out.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm, like, an imposter when you're, like, the people who are just like, this is
yeah.
the thing, and you're like...
And I mean, you spend a lot of time at the theater.
Right.
But, even like, I can't even... I definitely, like, I feel an imposter compared to you, so I'm really an imposter compared to the people that, like, eat, sleep, and breathe. That's the thing, right? Eat, sleep, breathe?
Yeah. I think so. That yeah. sounds right.
That sounds like something.
I don't think you're an imposter.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much.
I have no authority.
I mean, we are in my sweet trailer.
That's true.
On the set
I know. I mean, look, you're living the dream.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I shouldn't feel bad about myself now that I have my own show called It. Because I'm Liz. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Such a good show.
It's like dot, dot, dot. There's like a big space. Yep. It's like hello.
And hello is all caps.
Uh-huh.
And then it's an exclamation point and a question mark.
Yeah.
Because you have to say it loud and with like unsuredness.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like pay attention to me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
show. Excellent show.
Do you... What... So, like, what else do you do besides comedy now?
It's a good question. I do a lot of yoga.
Okay. Great.
It's pretty much just trying to get my hands in all kinds of comedy. But it's also, like, you know, splitting your time between what you feel like you have to do and what is fun, you know. So I guess... That's my answer. It's a really terrible one.
I don't think so. What do you mean by what you have to do?
Like, what I have to do, like, I feel like I have to do more writing. I have to, like, make myself into a more interesting and more well-rounded, I guess, entertainer. I don't really like that word. So I guess that's kind of... how I feel about that. You know, it's like you push yourself to do the things that don't feel great
mm-hmm.
in order to find a little bit more success, I guess. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Cool. It seems like just
like,
words.
Yeah, like we're getting very thoughtful now.
Yeah. I mean, I want... I want to create, I want to be a better writer because I think my ideas, when I think about them, have more impact. But it's hard to sit down and, like, write and then have to look at what I wrote and go over it and hate it or actually think it's good enough to show to people.
Right.
And that's why improv is so easy, like we were talking about before. But it's also, like, I feel so good after stand-up because it was just me and I wrote it. Like, I have never felt a high. Like, oh, I felt, man, after stand-up.
Yeah.
Did you stand up a lot or, like...
No, I did for, like, a minute.
I need to get back to it, but my favorite open mic happened at the same time as a class that I was taking, so I, like, got out of it for a couple months, but I liked it so much, and it felt so good in a way that, like, nothing's ever felt that good. It was like a drug.
It was a drug. Called, yeah, comedy. I liked it a lot. I just couldn't, like, get past the fact that, like, I hated going to the mic so much. And so, like, doing, like, shows, yeah, was, like, fun, but then it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I was doing the ones that, like, or did a couple at, like, the Gotham or whatever. You have to get, like,
oh, yeah,
15 of your friends to drop, like, $30 each.
Yeah. I just did the Beast.
Nice.
The girl's mic.
Nice.
It's really good.
I bet.
And I have, like, a whole list of the ones I want to go to. But I just, it's hard for me to make that jump. But it is the best feeling. You know? Sucks that it is. Like, you want it to be that thing that's easy and feels good, but...
Right?
It just doesn't work that way.
I know. In improv, you, like, share the... You share the burden.
Yeah.
But you share the glory.
Yeah. And the problem I have with improv is that because it is a group sport, at the end, when most people had a bad show... People tend not to talk about that they had a bad show.
Right.
And I don't like that. Like, I wish we could just be honest with each other and say, hey, that was god-awful.
Right.
And I've had, like, several shows where people are just like, great job, guys. And I'm just like, no. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not great. And I, because of that, I hate, like, I'm, like, very wary of any praise I get for improv. Because I'm just like... I have no idea if you're being honest or not.
Right.
That's why my roommate and I do a nice chat afterwards. What did you like? What did you not like?
Yeah.
What did you think was good?
It's weird when you, like, get to that point where you're just like, I just want, like, honest feedback.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to, like...
It's really hard.
Yeah.
People don't want to... It just, like... I guess I've had a couple shows in a row that, like... most people, like, were crappy in.
Mm-hmm.
And some people weren't. So it's, like, not fair to be like, hey, you had a great show, but everybody else, like...
Right.
I don't know. But it's, like, I don't like that feeling when everybody's patting themselves on the back for something that wasn't very good.
Right.
I want to earn it.
Yeah. I feel like it's... I don't know. I feel like on the teams that I'm on right now, we're, like, pretty good at being like, well, that wasn't our best.
Yeah.
Or, like, being like, yeah, I think that was good. Or, like, yeah, that felt really good.
And I had this problem that someone wrote an email of notes after an indie team show. Just a terrible idea. Guys, don't note each other in any written form. Really don't note each other
at all.
I mean,
at all, yeah.
It's, what's weird to me is, though, this is, like... I went to a jiu-jitsu gym recently.
Okay.
Not for me, but because there were mats there, I wanted to practice doing handstands, like, for yoga. So I was just, like, going with my roommate to his jiu-jitsu gym. And there, they all know each other. They all help each other out. They're all teaching each other at the same time. And it was really weird for me. Like, when they were trying to help me with something, I was just like, whoa, guys. Like, I didn't actually react like that because I'm not an asshole.
Like, I don't need this from you.
Yeah, I'm just like, in my community, we don't talk to each other. And then I thought, like, wow, is that a terrible thing that we don't, you know, communicate like that? That
right.
We don't just have this open, like, there isn't the environment where that's just normal. You know, we're talking about, we're really being honest with each other. And literally trying to help each other get better by saying, hey, I don't know if you noticed this, but you make jokes.
Right. I wonder, though, if it's because, like, I think the issue with improv is that there are sometimes things you want to do better, but you don't yet, or you, like, haven't, like, can't yet, you know? And right. So, like, sometimes it's, like, you know what you want to work on, and, like, hearing it from one of, somebody I don't know.
Just feels like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I know. It is weird.
It's this weird thing where I wonder, I also think improv is so personal. Like, it's, you, it's a character you are creating that, you know, you're the brains behind it. You're deciding on the emotions, and it's also your brain is saying, okay, I need to make sure I make this move and this move and this move. And so, you know, I wonder whether, because it's so personal, it's like coming from you, and right. It's like saying, what, you think I wasn't smart enough to like come up with that move or do that in the moment, which is basically what you're saying. Right. You know?
Yeah. There, I guess it must be too, like, that, like, trust-based thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to believe that, like, the other people are gonna, they, like, want you to do what you're doing. Otherwise, yeah. You, like, can't step off the back wall.
Yeah. I had that problem in my last show where I was just like, am I ruining this by being in all these scenes? Because we did an event day, and I had, like, a very minor character, but it was, like, a very character-y character. So I'm like, God, I hate, like, I'm not sure I'm making this better. Meanwhile, after the show, everybody's like, that was a great character. So, still don't know if it was, because, you know.
Right.
Although Anthony said he liked the character. So nice. If Anthony's going to say it, that means it was probably an okay character. It's probably not terrible.
Yeah, probably pretty good. Probably
so,
good.
So, but it's one of those things where I'm like, God, does everybody hate me for stepping out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
God, it's like, I mean, I'm a really timid improviser, so I can't comment. I'm, like, in no place to talk.
Are you a robot?
I don't know.
I took that class. The Pirate Robot Ninja.
Would that, like, just happen?
Yeah, and over DCM.
How was it?
I'm a pirate.
Oh, nice.
I said it really quietly because I, you know, I wanted to subvert expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Although I did have, I find that I have trouble playing high status characters big. Like, okay. I play low status characters very big.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to play a high set, I feel like I don't play high status characters very often.
Yeah. God, it's been so long since I've thought about this kind of stuff.
Have you taken, when was the last time you took, like, a regular improv class?
I took one at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
It's like January through March, whatever.
Back when they were 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
No, took an 8-week class.
No big deal.
No biggie. Yeah, how is it?
It's 6 weeks. It's awful. It's not enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine.
It's just not enough. And you're doing two performances.
Yeah.
So after 5 weeks, you're doing your first performance.
Right.
And it's just, like, you barely... And I feel like the teachers feel like they have to jump into stuff. So, like, you don't really get, like there are people, I'm not really sure what their names were at the end. And I'm really good at names.
Yeah.
So, it's a bummer. And I think it sucks, and maybe they should make 101 a 6-week class.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, the people who've spent the most money and time at the theater.
Right. I'm sure they'll, I feel like if it's not successful, then they will figure that out.
Yeah, I'm sure people, I think it'll all be, you know, I think they'll figure out, I think the lottery system's probably helping that.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows, guys?
I don't know.
So we're nearing the end of our podcast.
Gosh.
This went by fast. I have some questions for you.
Okay.
It's a speed round. But it doesn't have to be fast. You can just talk.
Okay.
It's no big deal. What did you have for breakfast today?
I guess technically an iced coffee, but yeah, I pretty much went straight to lunch.
Where'd you go to lunch?
Wahoo's Fish Tacos.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a place called Wacky Wahoo's in Aruba, and it was made...
Well, yours was probably better. I actually had veggie tacos, not fish tacos, but they're known for their
vegetarian?
Fish tacos. the way I say it is like 90% of the vegetarian with like 150% of the smugness about it.
Yes.
I do eat meat, particularly out. I don't cook any meat at home, and well, I eat most of my meals.
Big pain in the butt. Right. To eat. I was vegan for like 6 months. Ooh. And it was really hard, except in LA when it was excellent.
Yeah. Are you a vegetarian now?
Nope. I'm nothing now. I just eat. I joined a CSA, so mm-hmm. I get tons of vegetables every week. So basically, every week is a rush to eat as many vegetables and fruits right. as I can before they go bad. So, especially this week as I am leaving. So I'm like trying to stuff my face, and every day is like, okay, I'm going to do spinach and eggs, and okay, I'm just going to have summer squash as a snack. So I haven't cooked meat in a while. So it's similar, but I will cook for my roommate.
Sure.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
He likes the meat. Do you enjoy a massage or a facial?
A massage. I don't think I've ever gotten a facial.
It's nice, but I prefer a massage. Also, I don't like people touching my face. Because then they end up, like I did this to myself. This, like, bindi dot on my pimple on my forehead. Do you like roses or tulips?
Whoa. Gosh.
Are you a flower person? Do you like flowers?
Well, I like flowers, but I'm like exceedingly practical as a person. So, like flowers are not like a thing buy, you know?
Yeah.
I think I like roses though.
Yeah. I like these are, they're dying, but these are pretty ones right here.
They are pretty. I didn't notice it was behind my water bottle.
Really? There's some orchids in there and some other flowers. Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
What's your favorite iPhone game?
Okay. I heard this one on another podcast. I was like, I'm really excited to talk about this. It's Settlers of Catan, the iPhone
game. Megan Gonzalez told me about that.
I told her about it.
No!
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's great. I like... there's like their base and then like two expansions, like cumulatively I've spent $15 on this game, but it's like worth every goddamn penny.
I'm gonna have to do it.
Yeah, I play it like every day, every single day.
I'm gonna have to do it. Settlers of Catan. It's your favorite season.
It's just, the app is just called Catan.
Catan.
Yeah. So
it's spelled with a Q, right?
It's C-A-T-A-N.
Oh, I really thought it was a Q.
I mean, if you're a fan of the board game, then
C-A-T-A-N.
Yeah.
Catan free? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Gotta upgrade.
That's the
$4.99.
I know.
That's
expensive.
More expensive than Plants really vs. Zombies.
Yeah.
Favorite season of the year?
Well, I guess I'm biased now. I don't want to choose fall because everybody chooses fall. I'm going to say spring.
Spring's good.
Yeah.
It's fall's, you know, less beautiful cousin.
Right. It's frustrating, but also, like, from California, mm-hmm. there's, like, those days when it's, like, 60 degrees and the city just, like, comes alive.
Yeah.
There's, like, nothing like that
I
in
agree
California.
With you. I didn't know that there was nothing like that in California.
I mean, just people aren't that excited because it's like, oh, it's nice weather again. Yeah.
That's like, I feel guilt when it's sunny out and I'm not outside.
Right.
I feel really guilty as a New Englander.
I mean, me too.
When you make a big bowl of pasta, do you eat it in a bowl or on a plate?
A bowl. We have these like kind of half bowls that I usually use.
Nice. I like a bowl. How many snoozes do you hit?
Here's another one. I like a ton. But I also started using a sleep cycle app.
Oh, I tried using that too when it vibrates to wake you up.
But then you like, to snooze it, all you have to do is just like hit anywhere on the screen or like shake it.
Yep. Is it the, let me see if I have it on my phone. This is really interesting for everybody. I also got a white noise.
Oh, how's that?
It's okay. I got a free one. I didn't want to pay for it. I don't have it on here anymore. But it was really interesting because you get to, like, see how well you sleep during the night with all the, like, little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. It's, like, it helps me sleep better.
Yeah.
But I feel like I now have completely lost track of how much I snooze because it's, like, the snooze gets, like, shorter as you get closer to the end of your...
And I saw this YouTube video about how hitting the snooze is really terrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get way more tired in that 9 minutes.
Right.
Than you would if you just woke up. Which I know is true, and I don't really set, like, I set alarms sometimes, and sometimes I don't, but I wish I were one of those people that was just, like, at 6 in the morning, it's time to get up.
Right.
You know what's great? Mornings.
Oh, man. Like,
that's just not me.
Can't wait to get started on things. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it wakes me up better, I just love it. I love the feeling of lying in bed and not having to get up.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. I love naps, too. Big napper. Are you a napper?
Not a napper.
Oh, God, I love naps. I, like, I'll be like, I have 20 minutes. Excellent. I have an hour. Even better.
So are you, like, can you just, like, fall asleep? Like, can you just lay down and fall asleep?
During the day, yes. At night, not as easy. Probably because I sleep so much during the day. Because I can take a quick nap. No problem. What's your favorite form of social media?
I'm gonna say Facebook, although I don't think this counts, but I'm super into GChat and I love GChatting.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I came to realize that.
I have GChat. It's like, you know, texting, but not.
Yeah.
It's like AIM.
I just, like, I have a lot of time during the day to, like, be at home on my computer when I should be writing. Yeah. And I just, like, I love GChat and my friends at work.
That's really funny. I like that. Do you like movies or TV better?
TV.
Me too. What's your favorite show right now? Or what are you most excited about?
Okay. Well, I've been watching Star Trek Next Generation on Netflix, which I feel like is very prevalent in the community right now. So that's kind of my, I don't know. You know what I mean? Parks and Rec is like the...
Did you read John Burchard's Tumblr on how he doesn't like Parks and Rec anymore?
I did read it.
I was really upset about that. I yelled at him for it when he came over here.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just so you know. I did. I said, hey, stop.
She's wagging her finger, guys. She means it.
I am. I'm wagging my finger.
If you were over here, you'd be convinced.
Yep. If it's your birthday, do you want cake or pie?
Oh, cake.
Yeah. I just realized I want pie. That was like a big moment for me.
Wow.
It's always been cake. Always been cake. And then I was like, 28? That's the pie birthday, apparently. And my mom always wanted pie on her birthday.
And now you've changed. What kind of pie?
I would have preferred a strawberry rhubarb, but they didn't have it at the bakery that I went to, so I got a cherry.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. It was just your birthday.
Yeah.
I, like, forgot.
Thank you. You brought a cookie. That was very
pleasant. Although I did, and I wished you a
Facebook happy birthday. I got a Facebook happy birthday. So. Oh, yeah. I never wish people Facebook happy birthdays. I usually text them if they're my friend because I forget about Facebook and then I don't want to play favorites.
Right. It's a weird thing. I just missed, leading up to you, I missed about a week of Facebook birthdays. And there's people that I know that I need to wish a happy birthday to that I didn't.
I'm really bad with birthdays, with other people's birthdays, but I'm really good with my family's birthday. Which I think speaks to, like, absolutely what I care about. I'm like, I love my family super much.
Aww,
like,
a lot. My that's family, great.
I just like them a lot. They're all great. Like, when I was, like, broke when my sister-in-law turned 30. So I was like, I want to get her. And she was working. We weren't having a party for her. I was like, but I have to do something nice for her. So I got, like, one of those boxes from the post office that, like, you can put however much in it.
Yeah.
And I, like, did this whole, like, basket full of stuff that I didn't have to pay that much for. Like, I was like, I have these free, like, Victoria's Secret underpants, like, coupons. I'm gonna get her a bunch of underwear.
Love those.
Love those. I keep buying mediums, and I just have them in my apartment for in case anyone ever needs them.
Wow.
I have people that come over for sleepovers.
Sure.
And they might forget. This has happened multiple times. Girls get free underwear when they come here.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
So I gave her, like, free underwear. I gave her, like, a little sample guy of, like, alcohol. Like, one of those little nips. I gave her Myself magazine that I got that month. I kept it in the plastic and gave it to her because I get it on my iPad. It was almost selfless, but then not quite. And like other like cheaper stuff, but and like baked her cookies and stuff. Because I was like, she has to have a cute like birthday present, but I have no money right now, right. And I'm not gonna see her. So I'll, like, do that stuff. I don't know why I started talking about that, but she's excellent. I like excellent. It.
That's great.
Really, I do love my fam. And then if they're, I've done Mother's Day brunches here, which is fun because I just cook a bunch of breakfast food. It's so good. Hey, Katie, are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
I mean, they're a fruit.
Oh, my God.
What?
I mean, they are, but they're vegetable, though, too.
Sure, but, like, you just asked me.
I know.
So I had to say the truth. All right. I believe I'm under oath to speak only the truth on this podcast. You are.
I am the judge.
Yeah, I got sworn in.
That's my second show.
Right.
Judge Liz. Yeah. I'm the judge.
Yeah. I was, like, waiting for the I'm the judge, because that's...
Yeah. I'm the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Recording that was really, like, we took so much time in the sound booth to do the intro song.
Sure. I can't believe, I'm so sorry when you asked me about my favorite TV shows and I didn't mention either of yours, which is like a real tee up.
I just assumed that they're number one, number two.
Right.
Number of three, course. Number like, we don't four, need to talk about five, it. Like, we don't need to talk about all the other shows I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baseball, come on. No, basketball rules. It's just a sports show.
Right.
On ESPN.
Yeah.
It's on the SportsCenter channel of ESPN. It's what they play in the background.
Oh, yeah. On SportsCenter, they're always watching. Baseball, come on.
Baseball, come on. No, basketball rules. It's really stupid, but really fun. All right, this is your personal question. No one's gotten this yet. Katie, if you're going on vacation, what's more important? Food, drinks, or museums?
Oh. Probably food. I'm going to say food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
My only caveat is that I'm pretty into beer. And so if I go somewhere, then I went to Belgium, and so it was like going on like the beer tour of Belgium, also like the cheese tour of Belgium.
Oh. Yeah, and the what else does Belgium have? They have like waffles.
Waffles, yep.
Have you been to the waffles and dingus truck?
It's one of those things that I haven't.
You just have to.
I know. It's like I'll see it all the time. I sometimes have a hard time like eating at places out that aren't like a specific meal.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it feels like it's, like, bigger to me than just, like, if I, like, want, like, a little treat or something. Yeah. It's, like, a bigger commitment. But if I'm, like, I want a meal, then I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, I do go there for breakfast once in a while. Because I used to be on Sundays at 86th Street, and I was, like, okay, I'll go there.
That's great.
But they have it in the park a lot. Here's the thing. The Liège waffle is really good and chewy. The other, like, standard waffle is great with Nutella and strawberries. But the real secret is if they have their Speculoos ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, not Nutella and strawberries. Speculoos and ice and strawberries. They have their Speculoos ice cream when you're in the park. That doesn't have to be a meal or anything.
That's a great tip.
It's just an ice cream cone.
Great tip.
And it's delicious. Yeah, there it is. Guys, waffles and dingus. We did it. That's the podcast, episode 12 with Katie Simon. Bye!
Yay!
The theme song to Gabin Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.